Yes, Jesus, your praise, let it ever be on our lips. And I pray, and church, let it be a resounding praise upon our lips from this place. Let it resound across this whole land as a witness, a declaration of our hope in Christ, of our love in Christ, and our love of one another. A resounding, unified praise of the name of Jesus. Church, you are a light. You are a light. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. And as Jonathan shared, we're all being built together for a dwelling place of the Most High. Stone upon stone. The foundation's been laid. The building is going up. The Lord is building us together. He's knitting us together. And his light has come. Let's share that light with the world. Let's share that light right here in El Dorado, Kansas. It's time to be a light and a witness in our workplaces, in the marketplace, in every place we go. Let our speech be always seasoned with salt. So we're ready. Ready to share the gospel. Ready to love on somebody. Total strangers. That friend you haven't seen in forever. Like, just be ready. Ready to pray. Always ready to pray. And I want to leave you with this reading. I didn't know Jonathan was reading Ephesians 2. I'm reading Ephesians 3 tonight. And I want to leave you with this. For this cause, I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ for you, Gentiles, if you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me towards you, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote beforehand in a few words, whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel, whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given to me by the effectual working of his power unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world has been hidden in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto the principalities and the powers in heavenly places might be made known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. Wherefore I desire that you do not faint at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. And for this cause, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. of God. Now, unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Father, I pray in the name of your Son, Jesus, that you would freely give unto us of the Holy Spirit, so that we might know the depth, the height, the breadth, the length of the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, God. I pray that you would reveal this to us, God, how that we can be knit together in such unity of love. Because you are able to do exceeding abundant. You are able to give us John 17 unity. You can do it. And so we look to you, Lord. We look to you. I pray, reveal it to us tonight, Lord. Touch our hearts, God. Touch our hearts with the revelation of your love and of the mystery. Oh, might we find fellowship in mystery. Exceeding depth of riches in Christ Jesus, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for all that you have done, the grace that you have bestowed upon us, Lord. I pray for a fresh step, a fresh walk, Lord, as we step into a new calendar year. God, revive us, refresh us, freely give unto us as we bow the knee to you, our Father, thank you. Amen.